is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40 from Speakeasy was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Liberty Mutual. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit LibertyMutual.com to learn more.
So here's a fact. Back in 1982, the average cost of a home was $83,900. Yeah. There are cars that cost that much now. This moment of depression brought to you by the year 1982. Matt Wolf, this is ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40. Looking back at some better memories from 40 years ago, albums released in 1982, which was a pretty good year for one George Thorogood. George Thorogood and the Destroyers already had a big following, having been on the scene since the early 70s, but in 82, that's when he hits big with Bad to the Bone.
If someone brings that up to you, I don't want to remember. Let's talk about something else. They're lying to you.
There's George telling us he does not mind one single bit being forever associated with his signature song.
Come on, man. You know, if Johnny be good, Chuck Berry goes in the studio, and he said, if you record this thing, Chuck, you're going to be remembered forever. So are you ready for that? He goes, absolutely. That's why we're doing it, okay?
Well, you can't argue with that logic. Now, the inspiration for the song came from working and touring alongside the likes of the Jay Giles Band and the Rolling Stones.
And then every time the Jay Giles Band would start the song Love Stinks, the crowd would go bananas. The next band, the Stones, Keith Richards would take the opening riff to Honky Tonk Women and stretch it out twice as long as the song anyway. You know, da-da-da-da-da. And people go, no, I said, George, pay attention. That's what you got to do. You got to put down something. Or 10 years from now, people will go, Thorogood, I think I remember that guy. Wasn't he good at playing Bo Diddley or something? So I did not want that. You see, everybody's looking for a song they can hang their hat on, you know, and that's why the promoters hire you. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about ego. It was about survival. How's that?
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. A rich woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
Every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I want to tell you, pretty baby, what I see, I make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Bad to the Bone, titled cut off of George's seventh album, released in 82. And that song, of course, in so many films and television shows, right? You had the classic scene in Terminator 2, Arnold Schwarzenegger stealing the guy's motorcycle, boots, pants, jacket, and sunglasses. You took the sunglasses too, right? It's kind of a thief, that, Arnie, if you think about it. Matt Wolf, it is ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40, looking at albums put out 40 years ago in 1982. And speaking of movies, you had this gem of a film released that year.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
Hard to believe it was four decades ago Sean Penn entered our lives in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Just one of the most hilarious coming-of-age films ever made, and also featured one of the biggest film soundtracks ever made, with cuts from The Go-Go's, Jackson Browne, Stevie Nicks, and the future lead singer of Van Halen.
Having a title track on a movie was just... That was, to me, at that time in my life, like, wow, you know, big time now.
There's Sammy Hagar, who worked up the title cut for the soundtrack. He told us working on a movie in that capacity back then was a pretty primo gig.
I loved it. I just loved it, man. They would send me the script. I would get to talk to the director. For a songwriter, the first thing you need to have after you have all the music you want, like in Van Halen, Eddie would give me all the music I wanted, I needed a title, a subject. What am I writing about? And when they would hand that to you in a script in a movie, you know, Twister, all of those things, I just said, oh yeah, boom, I know what to do. So I just kind of mimicked what was going on in the movie, you know, just a bunch of high school kids messing up.
Smoke. And it's such
a shame when you're not trusted. She only had one little talk. Yeah, the fear that you might fall. It's driving you up the wall. That's time to raise my high.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance makes bundling home and auto easy. Learn more at progressive.com. 1982, Eddie Money releases his platinum album, No Control.
I think I'm
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40.
Hijacked my world at night to a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train. Oh, back on the chain again. Circumstance beyond our control. Oh, the phone, TV, and the news of the world. Got in the house like a pigeon from hell. Oh, threw sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train. Back on the chain again. Like we do, bring me to my knees when I see what they've done to you. But I'll die as I stand here today, knowing that deep in my heart they'll fall to ruin one day for making us part. Found a picture of you. Oh, those were the happiest days of my life. Like a break in the battle was your part. Oh, in the wretched life of a lonely heart. Now we're back on the train.
Pretenders, back on the Chain Gang on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40. Chrissy Hynde and company recording that one under, yeah, you could say trying circumstances after the death of their guitarist, James Honeyman Scott, and after they fired their bassist. So by that math, it was only Chrissy and drummer Martin Chambers left, yet they still managed to make it their biggest hit and one of the biggest songs of 82, which is what we are diving into all Memorial Day weekend, albums from that year. It's Matt Wolf, and speaking of drummers,
that's probably my favorite album that I did with Billy Joel.
Longtime Billy Joel collaborator Liberty DeVito sounds off on the nylon curtain.
Human beings make at least 35,000 decisions a day, so it's a good thing that listening to the best radio station isn't something you have to think about. Proceed to rock on with 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Hey, it's Matt Wolf holding it down. Cool to have you listening this Memorial Day weekend. Maybe getting some downtime over the next few days. I hope so. And soaking in these albums that turn 40 years old this year. So, what was happening in the year 1982? Put a little perspective on it. You were only paying $2.25 for a movie ticket to watch films like E.T.
E.T. Phone home.
My God, he's talking.
Poltergeist.
They're here.
And my personal favorite, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Khan!
Ooh, he's so angry. Thank you, William Shatner, for the scream heard around the galaxy. Or if movies weren't your thing, on TV you may have caught the debut of Late Night with David Letterman.
I'm very excited about this new show, and it's a big 3 or 4 days for NBC.
And if that wasn't enough, on your Walkman, remember those, you were probably listening to the sounds of album number 8 by William Martin Joel. The Nylon Curtain from Billy Joel represents a big turning point in Joel's sound, where he moved into more layered turf and themes with songs like Goodnight Saigon, Pressure, Allentown, and Laura.
I can't believe The Nylon Curtain is 40 years old. It's strange because I was only 12 years old when we recorded it. No, I'm not kidding.
That's Billy's longtime drummer, Liberty DeVito.
That's probably my favorite album that I did with Billy Joel. It is a tip of the hat to the Beatles, and there are points on the record, like in the song Laura, when the guitars are soloing, that I have to remind myself that it's us playing and not the Beatles. And because we nailed it, when Julian Lennon heard it, John Lennon's son, he hired Phil Ramone, who produced Nylon Curtain, to produce his first album because it sounded so much like the Beatles. We're really honored after 40 years that people still like that record.
Just like everybody else.
Pressure.
You've only had to run so far, so good. But you will come to a place where the only thing you feel are loaded guns in your face, and you'll have to deal with pressure. Used to call me paranoid.
Pressure.
But even you cannot avoid
pressure.
You turn the tap dance into your crusade. Now here you are with your faith and your Peter Pan advice. You have no scars on your face, and you cannot handle pressure. All grown up and no place to go. Psych one, psych two, what do you know? All your life is Channel 13, Sesame Street, what does it mean?
I'll tell you what it means.
Pressure!
Don't ask for help, you're all alone.
Pressure.
You'll have to answer to your own.
Pressure.
I'm sure you'll have some cosmic rationale. But here you are in the ninth
two men out and three men on the way to look, but inside where we all respond to pressure.
I read it too. What does it mean?
Pressure!
I'm sure you have some cosmic rationale. Your faith and your fear advice. You have no scars on your face, and you cannot handle pressure.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Sleep Number. Discover proven quality sleep only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. 1982. Phil Collins releases his second solo album, Hello, I Must Be Going.
Care anymore. And I really
Phil Collins, like you weren't singing that out loud. I don't care anymore on ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40. That from Phil's second solo album, Hello, I Must Be Going, released in 1982, 40 years back. Not hard to recognize the bitterness, you could say, and spite in that song directed at the frustration in the divorce proceedings from Phil's first wife. Looks like all the letters from the lawyers compelled him to get that off his chest through song. It should be so easy, Phil. Matt Wolf on the other side.
It's pretty evident that there are different interests and different directions happening for this band at this time.
We're taking a look at the legacy of The Clash.
There are 26 letters in the English language, but we only care about four of them. W-B-P-M. Which is bizarre because that's not a word that's listed in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Maybe you'll be in the next edition, right? Because you know how they add the new words every year, right? Yeah, probably next year we'll make it in. We've already put in our request.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40 from Speakeasy is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com.
Smile to me.
see. She's walking back to me.
Yeah, the mighty Van Halen and Oh Pretty Woman doubled down with Eddie Van Halen's masterful Intruder intro. I am not going to deny you that piece of genius. That from Van Halen's Diver Down offering released in the year 1982. And that's what we're doing all Memorial Day weekend here with ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40, hitting up those albums released 40 years ago. Matt Wolf and 82, you know, a lot going on in music. The 80s were in full swing with MTV on full blast, showcasing acts like Duran Duran. A little artist known as Madonna just signed over to Sire Records. And Michael Jackson was putting the finishing touches on Thriller. Meanwhile, other established acts were trying to find their place in the musical stew that was kicking up, even the punk rockers. You could say the Clash were rock rebels with their origins firmly rooted in England's vibrant punk scene. With four albums already under their belt, they now had a deal with the term sellout when it came to album number 5, Combat Rock. And of course, this was nothing new for the band.
You know, remember that the punk purists started to turn on, or at least challenge, the Clash as of London Calling.
There's rock journalist Alan Light, who says part of the legacy of Combat Rock was that it actually left us wanting more and wondering what the future could have been for the band.
You know, I don't think that Joe Strummer was a purist who said we should never have a pop hit. I think he was also a populist, a man of the people, who I don't think in any way would oppose the notion that the Clash have a bigger platform and a bigger following and the opportunities that come with that. But clearly, the tensions, the struggles that come with that kind of success just blew that band apart. And there wasn't the opportunity to take advantage of and see what that kind of platform for that kind of band could have turned into.
Fighters, he said you better run your face. Drop your bums between the minarets down the Casbah way. Soon as the sheriff shall put out of there, the jet pilot's tuned to the cockpit radio blare. Soon as the sheriff's out of their hair, the jet pilot's way.
ABC Audio's Memorial Day 40 from Speakeasy is brought to you by NHTSA. Click it or ticket. 1982, Don Henley releases his debut solo album, I Can't Stand Still.
What's going on? You don't really want to know just how far it's gone.
Don Henley and his love letter, you could say, to the news cycle. Dirty Laundry from his first solo album, I Can't Stand Still, and marking the start of a songwriting partnership with Danny Kortchmar, who penned a lot of his hits in the 80s right up until his best-selling album, The End of the Innocents. It's Matt Wolf on tap.
It was a very exciting time, and there's a lot of kids that really liked the way the music sounded.
We're going down under with Men at Work. Stay close.
You're through! You're washed up! I'm the baddest in the world!
It all so bad to me.
E.T. Phone.